During the referendum campaign, we heard a lot about taking back control. For thousands of fishermen, that meant taking back our territorial fishing waters.
But what does that actually mean for fishermen? I've come on board one of the largest white fishing trawlers in the country. We're heading out to fishing waters near Norway. We'll be searching for things like haddock and other species. I want to know what life is like on board and what the fishermen want out of the EU renegotiations.
We left from Peterhead, the largest fishing harbour in the country. The skipper is Ian. He's been a trawlerman for 30 years.
What's it like being a skipper compared to being a crew?
It's a lot different. The one thing that you notice pretty fast is when you're on the deck, the trip can't go quick enough. And when you're in the wheelhouse, it can't go slow enough to catch. To catch what you need. It seems to go far too fast.
What did you make of the referendum campaigns?
For fishermen, it was an easy vote.
Why?
Because the whole UK industry's gone through a lot of pain to reduce the fleet, alter our gear, restricted by days, restricted by quota, and yet we're getting precious little back. We've got very, very rich fishing grounds on our doorstep, and yet we can't fish it. Like I say, it was an easy vote for the fishermen. That's why 99% voted the way they did.
It's a view held across the industry. Many say it's been in decline since the EU quota system came into force. Voting to leave has given tens of thousands a boost. But what do they want from the renegotiations? We'll find out over the next week on the front line of one of Brexit's big talking points. Joe Tidy, Sky News, in the North Sea.